spoken many times about the fact that the whole Zman, the whole parsha of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, really revolves around Akedah. And we're all returning to the Akedah, Berachamim Tiskar, that in the S'chus of the Akedah, we should have a Gemara Taiv and a Yeshua. So try to understand from another perspective, in Pnimius, the role of the Akedah, the Shofar which comes from the Akedah, and a few other questions. Why is it that we read Sefer Yonah on Yom Kippurim? And the Asar HaRugei Malchus, which also has a focal role in the Seder HaAvodah on Yom Kippurim. And once we're speaking about the Akedah, there's a very fascinating exchange between Avram and Yitzchak, which seems on the surface unnecessary, but the Zohar works with this very much and says this is the whole Yisayit of the Akedah. I'm not getting into those details now, but that's the pasuk where Yitzchak says to Avram, Vayomer Avi, and Avram says, Vayomer Hineni Bini. So what's the significance? How does this shed light on what the oimek of the Akedah really is? We've spoken about many times from the Shlach Kaddish and others that the parshas which we read at the time of year are speaking to us about what's going on in the parts of Azmanim, what's going on at the time of year. The fascinating sugya mentioned to my knowledge only once in Shas comes up numerous times in the Zohar Kaddish, and that's the sugya of Mashiach ben Yosef. A very mysterious parsha, we really don't know much about it until it happens, like many things. Like the Ramami Panu explains about Hilchas of the Mashiach, we don't really know what that is until it happens. But the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Nun Beis speaks about the death of Mashiach ben Yosef and the fact that Mashiach ben David will be mispalel, and Hashem Yisbarach will say to Mashiach ben David, "What is it that you want? I'll give you a gift." And David will say, Mashiach ben David will say, "Chaim shalim chanasat alay. I ask for life from Mashiach ben Yosef, and I'll have it chias amesa." The Gemara there is discussing Psukim and the Navi, which bring out a giant hesper, which will take place in the times of Lasa Lavai. So that brings two dais, whether it's a hesper on Mashiach ben Yosef or a hesper on the Yitzhahara, and a whole discussion there. Anyways, we find that one of the most substantial discussions of Mashiach ben Yosef in the Zohar Kaddish was in Parshas Kiseitze. You don't need to bring that in the Lashon now. But in doing a chippus on this sugya, it's interesting that although by the Chassidish Tzaddikim it's not a topic which is discussed at length, but it does come up various places in their svarim in Parshas Kiseitze. For example, the Or LaShamayim, the after of who followed the Oiv Yisrael in the city of Apt, he has a discussion about it in Parshas Kiseitze, as does the Mor V'Shamesh, Yalkut Ruveni in the Parsha, and the Mitzvah of Makkah talks about the Inyan of Armelus and Mashiach ben Yosef, the Afghan Parshas Kiseitze, in Siman Ein Gimel. So the Ari Kaddish tells us that it's really Rav Chaim Vital, and I say that specifically because Rav Chaim Vital says, I was once walking with Moav Rabbi the Arizal, and we were by the Tzi on the Kever of Shmaya ben Avtalia, and they appeared to the Ari, and they said to the Arizal, every day in davening, it's important to be machavin, to be mespalel, that Mashiach ben Yosef shouldn't die. Although it would seem from the psukim that Mashiach ben Yosef will die, and that's what the Gemara seems to bring out, says the Ari HaKadosh, no, our tefillos can save Mashiach ben Yosef. And this is probably what the Gemara means, that the Gemara brings two different days of what's that hesped? Will it be a hesped on the Yetzirah? Will it be a hesped on Mashiach ben Yosef? Well, it depends. If we do our part to kill the Yitzhahara, then there won't be a Misa Mashiach ben Yosef. So there has to be two different sides, because it's not Mukhrach that Mashiach ben Yosef should die. When is that time in davening that we're Mechavin the Mashiach ben Yosef should live and not die? So says the Ari, as he received it from Shmaya Naftalia. In the Bracha of Yushalayim Ircha, when we say, V'chisei David Avdecha Mehera L'Seicha Tachin, that's the time to be Mispal on that. Mashiach ben Yosef is considered to be the Kisei of David. He sets it up for David HaMelech. Without getting into the sugya, it's really a lengthy topic, not for now. But we find that when Yosef went down to Mitzrayim, And that's Inina Mashiach ben Yosef. He's rooted in Yosef HaTzadik. And that was all a setup for what? So that Yehuda should come down and to set up a yeshiva in Goshen. So you see that Yosef is setting up Yehuda. That's Mashiach ben Yosef. He's called the Kisei of David HaMelech. So how does this pertain to Rosh Hashanah? So let's take a step back and try to understand the inyan of the Shofar. The Ari HaKadosh tells us in his Kavanos of the Shofar, he asks the question in Kabbalah, of course, who is the Takeya of the Shofar? And in Kabbalah, the answer to that is Ima. Ima, the seer of Bina. Ima is the Takeya. What that means in Kabbalah is not for now. But what we see, Alpi Chassidus, Ba'imek HaChassidus, as we take a look at the different sources in the Gemara, and what we find by the Kriyas HaTayra and the Kriyas HaFtayra and Rosh Hashanah, is that this idiom that Ima is the Takeya of the Shofar is very precise. The Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Gimel, in trying to understand what it is a trua. To know what a trua means, we have to go to Aim Sisera. That the mother of Sisera, she would wait for him every single time he went out to battle, and she would hug him, kiss him, make him a cake, whatever it was. And in the battle with Barak and with Devira, Sisera didn't come home. And she cried. Vatiyaved Aim Sisera. And the cries that the mother of Sisera has for him is the makor for shofar. The cries that a mother has for her child, that's the kol ha-shofar. And we see that from the Kriyas HaTayra too. What are the Kriyas of Tayra? What are the Kriyas of the Haftar in Rosh Hashanah? So the first day is the Akedah. And the second day is Hagar and Yishma. Out of all places, Rosh Hashanah, Hagar and Yishma. What's the Kriyas of Haftar? The birth of Shmuel, Eli and Chana, and the second day, Racham Avakal Abaneha. So the Akedah, so we'll get to the inyan of Yitzchak by the Akedah. But Pirkei Avos already says that when Sarah heard the news that Yitzchak was on the Mizbeach, she cried. And she wailed, and she let out a tzedakah. And the Medrash says that the koilos of Sarah are the koilos of the Kol HaShofar that she cried over Yitzchak. So that's the cries of a mother over her child. Hagar and Yishmael. Now, they don't go down in the history of Klai Yisrael as a great Tzidkanias, although she became Ketorah, this is what to talk about. Certainly Yishmael not, although he did do tshuva. But the cries of Hagar over Yishmael, Batisas Kalavateif, that's the mother crying for her child. That's a Kol Shofar. And of course, Chana's cries that Shmuel should be born, but as the Gemara says, that Shmuel was married by Malchus against Eli, and Eli wanted to kill Shmuel, and Chana had to come in to plead with Eli to save his life, that's a Kol Shofar. And of course, Rochel Mavaka al Baneha, Haben Yakal Yefraim, that's the cries of Rachel over her children. And that all goes along with the Inyan of the Shofar, which is the focal point of the day, that the Shofar, which is the Mitzvah Sayyim, the Kriyas HaTorah, the Koilus of the Kriyas HaTorah bring out that Kol HaShofar. So the Zohar HaKadosh in Tikkunim tells us something very deep, very profound about the Inyan of Yitzchak by the Akedah. And this Kuf Lamed, Testament Aleph, the Tikkun Zohar says, Bereshis is Bara Tayish, those letters, which is a hint to a Tayish to the Isle of Yitzchak. And the Zohar says that there isn't a Korban, an Inyan, which is Mevatal Misa like the Akedah. And the Zohar says, "V'akedah dina ma'ila legalusa." The akedah will help all future generations, the generations of Golus. The hava asa this katla Mashiach ben Yosef, because Mashiach ben Yosef is destined to die. V'kala nafek mehahu zimna. But at that time, a baska will go out, and it will say, as it says by the akedah, "Al tasle ma'uma, don't lay a hand on Mashiach ben Yosef. Begin disgabu rachami aldina, because the rachamim will overcome the din." And this is the secret of what's called Hashia lo Yaminai, that the Yamin will be misgaber al the small. And the Zohar goes on there to say that Yitzchak made a very passionate tefillah to save Mashiach ben Yosef and to save Klal Yisrael. So we see that the inyan of the Akedah is that it's not just the Yeshua for Klal Yisrael bichlal, but for Mashiach ben Yosef b'fat. And that was the tefillah that Yitzhak was misfalled at the time. Atishach yad chalanar ve'al tasim u'ma. Don't lay a hand on the Mashiach. It's shayach the Mashiach ben Yosef shouldn't die. It's shayach the Mashiach ben Yosef should be saved. That's the inyan of the Akedah. So being that the inyan of the Akedah, that it means a Yeshua for Mashiach ben Yosef b'frat, that tzaddik, of what the Zayar says, that he suffers for all of Klal Yisrael, and he's willing to die on Mesiras Nefesh al Kiddush Hashem for Klal Yisrael, all of his sufferings for us, that he too should have Yeshua, he too should have a Hatzalah. So with this, as we understand it, is the focal point, the central point of what Rosh Hashanah is about, the Tekiyah Shofar, which comes out of Akedas Yitzhak. We can understand as well but if in Klali the Akedah as it pertains to Rosh Hashanah, but the Akedah in the Tefillah every single day. So now that we understand the Shaykh between the Akedah Yitzhak and Mashiach ben Yosef, and we begin every single year with the Akedah, we begin every day with the Akedah, because Tefillah Shachar begins with the Birchas HaShachar, and then we roll straight into the Akedah. Why must we begin the Akedah for Tefillah Shachar? Because each person has to see himself as that Yitzhak. He's willing to give up his life. That begins the Seder Hayom every single day. I'm willing to give up my life for Hashem. We go from the Akedah to Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Achav, Ubar Maisei Nefesh, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, because Shemona Esri is really an experience of that. What's the halacha Shemona Esri? Put your feet together. And what does the halacha say based on the Gemara? How does a Yid stand with his hands in Shemona Esri? His left hand on his heart and his right hand on his left hand. What is Akedah? So the Rishonim say Akedah means your feet are bound together and your hands are bound together. When we stand in Shemona Esri with our feet together and our hands together, we are Akud. And the Ari HaKadosh tells us, based on the Mishnah Brachos, that we're machavin our lev keneged Yerushalayim, the Makom HaMikdash, the Kodesh HaKadosh, in the place of the Akedah. Meaning, when we stand in Shemona Esri and we're machavin to the place of the Makom HaMikdash, we are that Yitzhak. We are standing Akud. So, Mamela, it's within Shemona Esri. The Arizal teaches us V'chisi David Avdecha Mehir L'Seichat Achim, to be mispal Mashiach ben Yosef shouldn't die. Because when we're in a state of Akedah, that's the Tefillah. Well, that goes back to the Akedah that we began with. We can't get into Shemona Esri without beginning by reading the Parshat Akedah. You can't enter into Shemona Esri unless you're connected to Akedah. You are the Akedah. You are Akud. And since you're Akud and you're the Yitzhak, Yitzhak was mispal Mashiach ben Yosef, so that's the time to be mispal Mashiach ben Yosef, that he shouldn't die. So we begin the year that way, and we begin every single day that way. Let's go back to our question. So we said, what's the inyan of the Akedah? That's where the shofar comes from. What's the shofar? It's a mother who's crying over her children. Not just her children, but her child. And that's Mashiach ben Yosef. That's the call of the shofar. From the depths of the heart, Ima is crying, do not let Mashiach ben Yosef fall into the hands of Armelus without getting into the whole sugya of who Armelus is. Mamasha, fascinating agadata of who this Armelus is. Protect Mashiach ben Yosef. That's the inyan. So with this we can explain the inyan of Yoina as well. You know, the Magala Mukos, he wrote a Perush al HaTaira, and he also wrote 252 Perushim in the beginning of Parshas Vaschana. And in the very last one, which is one of the more famous pieces in the Megala Mekos, he begins by saying that Moshe Rabbeinu is Nichlal Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David, and he goes on to say, based on other Sfarim HaKdoshim, that the neshama of Mashiach ben Yosef is really two neshamas, Aviya ben Yeravam, because Yeravam comes from Ephraim, and also Yosef, Yonah ben Amitai, the Navi Yonah. And he's meramis this, what we say in Shir HaMalos, we're all familiar with it. Boy Yovo Iberina. Yovo, Yud Beis Aleph, as Rashi Yitzchak says, Yona ben Amitai, and Aviya ben Yerava. So let's go back to the Akedah. We had said before, now that we know, we're equipped, that Yona ben Amitai is the Neshama Mashiach ben Yosef, we can explain the puzzling Lashon in the Akedah. Vayomer Avi, Vayomer Hineni Beni. The Yitzchak says, Vayomer Avi. Avi is also Rashi Teva's Yonah ben Amitai. Like the whole inyan of Yitzhak by the Akedah is going to be that tefillah of Altasa Ma'uma, don't lay hands on Mashiach ben Yosef. That's Yonah ben Amitai. So why do we read him on Yom Kippur? Well, because Rosh Hashanah, we blow the shofar. And do you want to know what your tkiya shofar is poil? Wait a few days to get to Yom Kippur. We read Yonah. Yonah should die. He's Mashiach ben Yosef, but he lives. What's poil that Yonah should live? The shofar which you blew in Rosh Hashanah. That's the hatzlacha of the shofar Rosh Hashanah. Is that the Mashiach ben Yosef, who is the neshama of Yonah ben Amittai, he lives. And that's what we read about in Yom Kippur. But that's also why we ask the question, why do we read about the Asar HaHogim Malchus? Well, where do the Asar HaHogim Malchus come from? They come from Yosef, the spilled seed of Yosef. The spilled seed of Yosef, that's called the Misa Mashiach. That's called the Misa Mashiach ben Yosef. That's the Misa of Yosef. Of course, the Roish of all of them was Rabbi Akiva. Akiva was connected to Yosef. That's why his name was Akiva ben Yosef. And Rabbi Akiva dies. The death of Rabbi Akiva is the Misa Mashiach ben Yosef. So on the one hand, we read about the Yeshua of Yonah ben Amittai, but we read about the Asur Gimalchus, but Befrat Rabbi Akiva, that's the Misa Mashiach ben Yosef. So we read about both sides of the coin. The Misa of Akiva ben Yosef, or the Hatzalah of Yonah ben Amittai. But that's the Neshama of Mashiach ben Yosef. They're both recognized on Yom HaKippur. And of course, this brings us back to Rachel Bavak al Baneha. Of course, Rachel cries for all of her children, but Rachel's child is Yosef. That's what she cries about the most. And as it says there, Ha ben Yaakov li Ephraim. Who is the ben Yaakov li Ephraim? Of course, all Kvaisos Nikosh Moshe Yosef. But the ben Yaakov li Belashan Prati, in singular Lashon, that's Mashiach ben Yosef. And that's the cry of the Shofar. That's what we read that Haftar. Rachel Bavak al Baneha. That's the tefillah which she has over Mashiach ben Yosef. Before we get to the gematrias, so the Mor v'Shemesh, it's kedai just to mention his pshat. In the parsha, he says leisachrish b'shor b'chamor yachdav. He says shor, that's Mashiach ben Yosef b'chor shor hadar loy. Yosef is compared to shor. Chamor, that's Mashiach ben David. Ani rechiv ala chamor, that's Mashiach ben David. Sachrish is a lashon charisha, silence. So it says Mor v'Shemesh leisachrish, don't be silent from davening at all times for what? Shor b'chamor yachdav, the coming of Mashiach ben David. Don't let Mashiach ben Yosef die. Meaning, you have to be misspelled Mashiach ben David, but you also have to misspell Mashiach ben Yosef. Le'sacharish, don't allow yourself to be quiet for the shor and the chamor. So, but the Achram, as we had said before, that the Akedah, the Shofar, is Tali, and the Inyan of Mashiach ben Yosef. So if you take Akeda Yitzchak b'miluo, it's Gematria Mashiach ben Yosef b'miluo. And in a different sira for how to make Mashiach ben Yosef, because there's a different ways to add up the milu of Mashiach ben Yosef, it's also Gematria, the pasuk which we say before blowing the shofar, Alu Elokim b'sura Hashem b'kol shofar. And going back to Racham Levak al Baneha, which is a tefillah for Mashiach ben Yosef, so Mashiach b'miluo is gematria Rachel mavak al baneha mi'anay lehachim al baneha, and also Akedas Yitzchak b'miluo is gematria Koyamar Hashem kol b'ram nishma Rachel mavak al baneha mi'anay lehinachim al baneha with the koyla. We should be zeicha to the shavach amayachdav b'skoyal tzadik mi'ar v'mi'anay.